Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the In the Dalzells podcast. We've been away for a while dealing with our little angels, but we're back.
This week we're talking birthday parties and nights away from our daughters.
We discuss cake, venues and who to invite, and whether or not it's actually worth all of the tears. And that's just from the dads.
We also look at how we've been able to get a break from being parents and how we can make sure we have some alone time.
So grab a brew, find something to nibble on, and come and get crumbs all over the bed in the Dalzells. Right, Paulo, it's been, it's about 2 or 3 weeks since we've been, we've had a chat. So how have you been, like, between then and now? What have you been up to?
It has been a while, Chris, yeah. I've really missed speaking to you. We're glad to be back, I think, to have a little chat and a catch up. It's been an eventful few weeks. I think we've both had lots of things going on. We've had a mixture of illnesses in the house. I think most families have experienced that.
Yeah.
Chest infections and colds and all that going around, and things that get picked up from school. So that's caused quite a few turbulent nights.
Yeah.
Tiredness, you know. The standard things that most parents of young children experience. But yeah, really hits home when children are ill, especially the youngest. It's a lot harder when they're poorly as well, because you can't communicate with them like you can with the eldest, and getting medicine into them and all that. So it's been eventful, but it's good to be back. How about you?
Yeah, it's been manic. So it's all been kicking off here. So I've started a new job. Yeah, a new college. So having to get my head around that. Our garden's been destroyed by these bloody grubs. So we've had to basically just destroy all the grass and just take it all up. And we've put she's doing too much, to be fair. So obviously we're 2 weeks due until the little ones arrive. So my wife's just been in the garden today, just like bringing in bags of topsoil and that. I would have helped, but the football's on. There's that as well, and obviously getting ready for the new one to come. So yeah, it's like we don't try and do anything easy. It's like when Eden were born, we moved country, got a new job, got a new house. So at least we aren't moving else, I don't think. So we're getting a sofa delivered next week. Can't wait for that. So there's gonna be two deliveries.
And is she going to bring it into the house? Are you going to help?
Aren't we bloody paid for it, sunshine? They're going to drag the bloody thing in.
So did you feel bad when your partner was digging up the garden and you're watching the footy?
Yeah, I did for a bit, but then Stoke scored, so I got over it.
Yeah,
it's a team effort. Even Eden's been in the garden getting the big bricks and that. So it's all hands on dick. So yeah, it's been crazy busy.
Very similar to when our second was due, because it was summertime, and I've got a picture of my wife in the back garden because she decided she wanted to paint all the fences.
Yeah.
So very similar to what you're saying.
I think it's called nesting.
So yeah, I distinctly remember her painting the fences, and I felt bad for a little bit, but the fences looked great, so I got over it.
if we're thinking about it, could do with having a bit of a conservatory built on the back of the Mocking House. Yeah. Is it worth going for number three?
Yeah, catch them while they're in the mood, and you have a bit of a makeover of the house, and it's great.
Exactly. So, yeah,
take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's good that everyone's going. So I think you mentioned beforehand that your wife was about due to go back to work. So she how's that?
Oh,
how's
yeah.
that been for everybody?
Yeah. So when you asked me how the last few weeks have been, that's probably been the biggest thing, and I've just kind of like brushed over it. This is just this last week. So. It's into the next phase of our journey, which is my partner has gone back to work,
right?
So that's affected everyone's routines, mine included, with work. My hours have changed slightly,
right?
I'm doing more drop-offs in the morning. I'm getting a taste of what it's like to try and get two children ready, yourself ready and out the door. And I've had a bit of a softer introduction because my wife's not going back full hours at the moment,
right?
So she's been able to help. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to experience the mayhem, which is trying to get a baby ready and a 5-year-old. taking them to two different locations and then get to work.
Yeah.
And like getting to work feels like you're about, you can have a rest and you can breathe.
Yeah.
But it's been all right. It's just getting used to that now, I think, in the next few weeks.
Well, we've,
and then we'll settle into it.
Yeah, we're dead lucky. So, well, at the moment, for now, because obviously we've just got to get Eden ready. And the nursery isn't that far away. And now, obviously, with me working really, really close, it's I actually literally drive away from my house, and I could drive back and drop my van off, but I don't. I drive into work, but yeah. So I can't imagine what it's like. I'm having multiple drop offs. So I think because my wife wants to try and get into work pretty early, so she'll do. It's not necessarily a shift sort of thing. So when I'm showering, she'll try her best to try and get our daughter into like her clothes and that, and try and do her hair if she can do her hair. She's got another routine where she likes us to hide her clothes now in the morning. So she wants to find it so she can. So we have to kind of just like, I don't know, put it on the side of the radiator or something. So that's new. But then, so my wife will go to work and then kind of leave me to it. And I'm like, we're making great progress here. I reckon we could be out the door in 5 minutes. And then she'll be like, I'm hungry. So for breakfast this week, she had pasta one day. She had my bloody sausages that I was going to have for me dinner. So smelt there. She, you know them, is it Looney Tunes, where is it the skunk? Could smell something? And it starts like, she was like that. She was like floating, hovering like 6 foot off the floor towards into the kitchen. She wants to want sausages. I was like, right, okay, you can have sausages.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, we had some more. There was another couple in there. So I chucked them in the air fryer. So she's had them. So we're trying to get that battle through. Really. Then she wants to, like, I don't know, watch something on the telly. And then she'll, because it's part of her routine, she really likes routine. She wants something to eat on the way into nursery. So then I have to put her a little bit of toast on with some Biscoff spread. Now she has to spread the Biscoff, but that's most because I'm trying to get my coffee sorted, I'm trying to get my lunch sorted, get my bags and that sorted. So she's like, by this point, she's just got like Biscoff all over her face. I'm like, all up her fingers. I'm like, just right, okay, we'll just get her in. And then once she's like, you know, made a decision that she's like happy to go to the nursery now, she's good as gold. She'll go to the van, she'll sit in it, we have to put a blanket over her, and then she'll sit there watching something on YouTube, like something mental now from South Korea. It's mental. And then she'll have a thing. So yeah, mornings are always a bit like chaotic, but I try.
And then she gets the nursery and throws up.
Well, no, she hasn't done that for ages. Touching all of the wood. But like she had a bit of it, so she's, as I say, painfully shy, but she's got her best mate. We dropped off the other day, and this little lad was being dropped off at the same time, and I don't think that normally happens. So that threw her off, and she was just on the floor crying. I'm like,
oh no,
oh right. So you part two, because the nursery. Have you had that in the morning where your daughter's crying? Like, because the nursery basically just tells you to sod off,
week.
Don't they? You have to sort of turn right, you go. You want to stay as a dad because you want to, but then you're just making it worse, aren't you? If you're staying, and because then she's not gonna let go. So we had a bit of that this week, and I was like.
Gets easier with the second, because that happened this week with our youngest, for both myself and my wife.
Yeah.
And you know, second time round, that you've got to just go and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But with your first, you're like, I need to make sure they're all right. And,
is that the same with your presence. Wife as well? Like, you've got to go.
That's me crying. Yeah. Don't go to work. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not paid attention for 9 months.
No, I do know what I'm doing. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of that. I just want to go to work.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll find that with your second, you're probably just a little bit more ruthless, just a bit more used to it.
Kicking us in the door.
Like, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
She's all right.
And then you've got to get to work.
Yeah. That's the thing. So yeah, it's what's it like for primary school though? Have you had to do pickup yet?
Pick up with our eldest is fine, and drop offs is because she loves going to like Breakfast Club because all of her friends are there.
Yeah.
And she loves, pick ups are great because she loves to see you. And like, I don't always do pick up, but this week I've done one pick up.
Yeah.
And it's great because they're happy to see you. It's not always the case because they're tired sometimes when you get home, but after school, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely different.
Do you have to do small talk with the other parents?
Yeah, a couple, but we know them because they've been to the same nursery. So there's a couple of our friends there, really. Yeah. So, but there's a new batch of parents to get to know at nursery, and I've got to start the small talk over again with them. So yeah, it's all
I kind of do it. I small talk for a living, So the last thing I want to do, like when I'm picking my daughter off after having my days are a bit longer now, actually, only about half an hour. So I'm actually working 8 till 5. I'm normally done by 3:30, obviously, with the job I'm in. But yeah, I get there and I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to get my daughter. I'm not even that bothered about my daughter, to be honest. Just want to get my daughter and go home. And then you just hope to God. Like, she's all right. She's had a good day. Not like that.
She's going to bring a clipboard with you some sign.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Yeah. What's she bugged? Yeah. Who's she bitten? Come here.
Who's she bitten now?
But no, but the thing is, though, she really loves, having a plaster on. She's like Bloody Nelly. She loves having a plaster on. She had her MMR jab. Is it the MMR? The measles? Yeah. So she's had them. So yeah. She must have been last Monday. She had them done. She's still got the bloody plasters on her arms. She won't have them take them off.
Yeah, they love it. Yeah.
She's always fallen over and scraping her knee. So yeah, they come out here with that clipboard where I want signing. Yeah, no, she's fine.
Yeah. You just get a note from primary school now. Oh, she bumped her head.
Right.
We put an ice pack on it. It's like, great.
Is it the same with, like, say, with sickness? She has to be off for 2 days, or do they have a bit more flexibility? Because it's like,
I think there's a bit more flexibility because it's
education, isn't it? They don't want that lost learning sort of thing if she's chucking up everywhere.
Yeah.
What you said, obviously, you wouldn't take her in. You wouldn't send her in if she was still throwing up. But even if they've just been sick once, or the kind of burp, you know, like when you have a sicky burp, they do that. Yeah, you got to be off a month.
Yeah. That happened a couple of weeks ago with Errol. She had to come home early. Because she had a headache and then she threw up.
Oh God!
She only threw up once, and we're like, "You're definitely going back to school the next day."
Yeah.
So I don't think so. I think if it's obviously it's bad, you keep them off. But the big developments this week with the eldest, which heartbreaking, is that she's told me she's got a boyfriend.
No.
Absolutely devastated, and then it's escalated quickly to the point where she's told me that she's going to marry him.
Oh God. So,
absolute heartbreak in the household this week.
Oh, no.
He didn't even ask me. I was fuming.
Oh, no. I can't even imagine.
What kind of a 5-year-old does he think he is?
Yeah, we need to have a conversation with your mate. Because I said, our kid's best friend's a little boy. And like jokingly sort of thing, oh, what your intention? But yeah, at 5, oh, my God. They're going to remember that. I remember when... A girl called Emily and Alex Harris got married in year 4. Beautiful ceremony. Yeah. So lovely it was. Yeah. We all sat around in old JTB Digger tyre. We used to have for seats. Yeah.
With your milk.
No, we didn't have milk. We just drank the rainwater that was in the middle of the tyre. Obviously, rough school. Well, I did all right out of it. So that's gonna be with her forever, her first boyfriend. How old's she, 5?
Yeah. She's 5. And the thing is, she didn't... When I obviously told her how heartbroken I was, she laughed.
Oh, well.
In my face. Yeah. She's not even bothered, you know. When I said, I thought you were going to marry me.
She's up texting now.
Not bothered.
It's funny. The thing is, though, you've still got to be there for when they fall out, because it will happen.
Yeah, it will, definitely.
Honestly, you'll have to keep us updated with what's going on there. Do you know anything about him, or...
I've met him once. Yeah, I wasn't keen, to be honest. No, he's fine.
Yeah.
I think the icing on the cake was when she said he was really funny.
Well, you know.
So I was like,
I like him.
On. Stop it now.
Yeah. That's it.
So yeah, you've got all this to come.
Well, no, we haven't. She's going in a convent. So going back then on what we like we said in the intro then, so your eldest is 5, so you've obviously been through the birthday party malarkey. Did you say is she a summer child? So was she born in the summer?
Our eldest, no, she's the same time of year as yours. She's December. She's winter, just before Christmas.
So
our youngest is summer.
Of course, child. Right? Okay. So do you think? Have you found it difficult to try and obviously make it special still without because obviously you've got your Christmas there as well, which you obviously want to try and keep special, but you can only have too much excitement, can't you? So what's it been like with you, what stories have you got with like the birthday party? So obviously you've gone through five of them and we've only had how old's our daughter? Three.
Yeah, three.
Yeah.
So I think like yours, because the birthday comes just a week before Christmas,
right?
It's fine because they're that excited for Christmas. It's like a bonus because it's the birthday first. So, yeah. From a parent's point of view, you sort of wait all year, and then there's like there's just an influx of so many presents and new things in the house in that week. It's just absolute mayhem. But obviously, it's nice for her because it's just like new toys galore. So the excitement's always there for sure. And then it's like when that excitement dies down, or the next thing is Christmas straight away. Yeah. It's more like afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long wait then, whereas having your birthday halfway through the year means you're not waiting as long.
Well, isn't that... That must be like a proper pricey month for yourselves. Because, like, without giving too much away, your wedding anniversary is that week between Christmas and New Year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously you have to continue to show willing for the rest of your life. So that must be really expensive if you've got birthdays, you've got to try and celebrate with them. And if they're going primary school now, they'll is it almost like they compete with other kids to sort of say, well, I had this on my, not so much, not just the presents now, is it? It's like we had this on the birthday, we had a clown, or we had like bouncy castles and stuff like that.
I think that's in the pipeline. We've not had it yet, but it's the first year at primary school. But considering my wife's meant to be quite good at planning, we didn't think that through really. But it's a very expensive month.
Yeah.
The last thing is our wedded anniversary of that month, so that tends to suffer in terms of the financial the amount of money we put towards it.
So what sort of things have you done for your daughter for like birthday parties now? Have you actually thrown celebrations? Have you got like family members to come from all over the place to come and celebrate your daughter's birthday?
I think from like second, third, so first birthday's more like we said earlier, it was just a bit of a get together for the parents, I think, really. And it's obviously a nice it's a celebration still, but in terms of proper parties. I think the first it was fairly low key, kept it sort of at the house, etc. But then from then on we've done parties at different locations. The last 2 years we've chosen like a soft play venue they'll put parties on. And it's so much easier because they just do all the they do all the food, they do everything, you just turn up, it's their party, all the friends go. Because I think when our daughter was three, we decided to do one ourselves at a village hall and did all the it was absolute mayhem. Worst decision ever. the planning for it, getting everyone there. COVID was coming back again, so loads of people were cancelling.
Yeah.
And we'd spent money on food and a bouncy castle, and it went well and everything like that.
Yeah.
But just from a parent's point of view, then having to tidy up after when you're absolutely shattered as well.
Yeah.
So the recommendation I would say is get the soft play venue or somewhere, a venue that can do it for you. You probably spend about the same amount of money anyway.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just less hassle for you as the parents, and you can sort of relax a little bit more.
So we did. I can't remember. It was our first birthday. We had at a local like pizza sort of restaurant in like where we live. So we got like all of my wife's side and my family were down, and then I actually got some mates from where his work came as well, actually. So that was quite cool. Like, so it was my job to book, like, not book the venue, but you have to kind of reserve the space. And I went there a couple of, like, the week before, and they showed us upstairs. I was like, yeah, you can have all this space to yourself. You get to see where they make the pizzas and stuff. You can put your presents. I was like, yeah, this is great. Oh, yeah, because, like, otherwise we'd have to be downstairs with a riffraff, wouldn't we? And then obviously come to the, I got there. And I was like, they had all these tables together. I was like, they best not be ours because we're upstairs. So it's like, hey, we're for daughter's first birthday. He's like, yeah, set yourself up over there. I was like, well, I thought we were upstairs. Like, I arranged to be like, no, we don't have parties upstairs. And I'm like, I'm trying to be positive because it's my daughter's birthday. I'm like, you.
But also
what?
Trying to not, kick off as well.
So I'm like, oh, right, okay. So we had to, so it was still really nice, but we were like amongst the other punters a little bit. So it took that little private little sheen off. So it was quite nice to, to kind of celebrate and get all the family members down. Eden hadn't got a clue what was, because she didn't even have any pizza, so she hadn't got a clue what's going on.
Yeah, more for you though.
Yeah, so. well, you know, I say too stressed to do it. I'm just like, yeah, just get it over done with, to be honest with you. Like, because I just, you're more worried about everybody else having a nice time, and like, you haven't wasted anybody's time coming over to celebrate the birthday. Like, so we've done that. I think other than that, we've just kept it in house. Definitely with us.
Yeah, I think for a second birthday, as they get older.
Yeah, for a second birthday, I think we just did like a little party, just the three of us in the kitchen. Yeah. Like, and I don't think we did anything for the third. So maybe like right now she goes to, like, she's making friends at nursery. She might want to do something with them.
Yeah, that's what you'll find when they've got more. When they make more friends at like nursery or school, they'll want to and invite their friends. And like you said, they do talk about each other's parties as well. And our eldest remembers all the parties she's been to. It's really funny. And we'll drive past someone's house, she'll go, "Oh, that's so-and-so's house where we had that party." And you're like, so you as like parents think, "Oh, it's just a party." But like, as they're getting a bit older, like 4 and 5, they remember. They remember what was in party bags.
It's
unbelievable.
Love that party bag.
Party bags,
because I love birthday cake, mate. I love everything. And then the top tier ones, we'd have extra sweets and a whistle. I hadn't even thought about that. So much you have to think about, because it's also like, it's almost maybe like, especially when they get a bit older now, like obviously with your daughter's age, that social status, isn't it? Where it's like, we're not going to a party, we're crap last year.
And also you judge people who don't turn up.
Yeah,
like if you've paid money and they don't, and people don't, that's bad.
Yeah,
bad etiquette. Yeah,
yeah.
So there's all sorts of things that start within the parent world of your kids' parties as well. You have to think about. But we went to one today, our youngest's first birthday party she's been to for one of her friends that she met at one of the baby classes. But the buffet was amazing.
Oh, is it?
So I've said we're going to keep them. Decent buffet.
We'll pen them into the list as opposed to penciling them. Yeah. So did they put a bit of food on, especially for parents?
Parents and for the kids as well. Yeah, decent as well. Wraps.
Oh, was it?
I know this isn't a food podcast, I know, but you know.
Yeah. Well, no, that's important though, isn't it? Because you want to go and... Because you know it's going to be stressful, but at least you can have you can be stressed out with a nice bit of pizza or
exactly,
a bit of cake, like, because the sugar rush will get you through. Where do you stand on booze? Mostly for the parents.
They can't have it, can they, the kids?
Yeah, so. They keep throwing up. They keep falling over already.
We've banned it in our house.
Sorry. Sorry, my light's just gone off in my house. I don't know what's going on. Don't think we've got a power cut, because... Oh, no, it's all right. The car's just gone past in the front of the house, but the light's on, so that's all right.
Okay.
Toddlers fall over anyway, especially if they're on a bouncy castle. You can't go giving them, like, booze at all.
Well, it's funny, because, like, the kids having so much sugar is just the equivalent of the adults having loads of booze.
Yeah. Are you planning on doing a birthday party for your youngest doing the same, or...?
Yeah, we are. So we're doing it similar to what I've said. So with our youngest, she's coming up for her first birthday. So we are having a get together, but fairly low key in terms of family, just coming and some of our closer friends. Like I say, we wouldn't do it anywhere else or any big venues or anything like that. So yeah, we're just having it at my wife's parents' house. Actually, they've been voluntold that we're having it there because they've got a bigger garden than us.
Oh, nice.
Especially thanks to them if they're listening.
Yeah, especially if it's in the summer as well. You won't be outside, like, because obviously with our daughters, it's in the winter, so it's bloody horrible. It'll be a ball pit or something, one of those, or flip out, but they're dangerous, aren't they, them? You don't want...
For the adults as well.
Something like 40, or yeah, back's gone. You've got to carry all these presents back to the... No, they're all right, they can...
Yeah, I'll take the light ones.
Yeah, we've got it all to come.
Yeah, but when you've got two, so like we obviously took our eldest today, so there's a bouncy castle, which is more for her.
Mm.
So there were people with two kids, it's not for the one-year-old, it's for the older kids. So sometimes you have to think about that as well, like who you're inviting out, if you've got older kids, what are you going to put on for them?
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of different things to think about.
Give them somewhere to go vape as well. Need a vaping station.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm quite looking forward
to lots of iPhone chargers and all that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm quite looking forward to like suplexing my daughter, or like doing the rock bottom on her. I don't think I'll smash her through some tables or smash a chair around her head yet, but yeah, I definitely want to. Because no. I know, because you know my brother, if we had a mountain castle and he come down in it, he'll definitely be like, he'll be on it.
Yeah, he waits till all the kids have gone off and then adults have a go, yeah. Which I think is what we did when we had one.
It'll be, well, he won't wait till the kids get off. It'll be like Royal Rumble, they'll be the first off. They'll be chucking them off. Shoes off, Ollie, yeah. Shoes off.
Yeah. That's why he doesn't get invited, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I don't think he's a big... He's not a big fan of kids, to be honest with you. He's more animals. No. But they're the same.
Yeah.
Like, you have to feed them, walk them every now and again, and then to clean up after them. Mm. So they are bloody animals. So, another thing that I think is right up your alley, because obviously you've done something quite... Yeah, pretty cool with your wife this week. It's like, how have you been able to make sure that you've... obviously, this is a parenting podcast, but how have you made sure that you're able to take those breaks and maybe get an evening or two away to kind of just spend a bit of time? Because I think it's one of the biggest, not so much a sacrifice really, but it's the time that you get on your own, as a couple. Because obviously you were a couple for a lot longer than... just the two of you before your children come along. So how do you make sure that you and your wife have it's not even like the romance side of it, it's or anything like that, it's just being able to spend quality time with each other that doesn't involve having to carry a 5-year-old and everything that comes with them?
Yeah, I think I've got to say that when we just had the one child before we had our second, we probably did a bit more. And we sort of carried on with making plans and just making sure we fit it in, really. And we've got we're quite fortunate in terms of our childcare point of view. We've got both our sets of parents who could look after our child as we had one then. Yeah. So it's a lot easier, and we just managed to fit it in from probably quite early on. We'd still make sure if we're invited somewhere, we wouldn't say no. So I think it's that. I think it's remembering if you're going to be invited out by your friends or your wife's friends, then it's not an automatic no just because you've got a child. There's always ways around it, and even if you just go out for a bit and then come back, which we've done before.
Yeah.
So it's definitely easier when we had just the one. But since we've had second child, we've been out less, I think, because we're conscious now that if our parents are looking after two children, yeah, it's a lot harder for them. So I think we've been a little bit more reluctant to put that. We feel like it might be a bit of a burden initially when eldest is so young, although now she's a bit older. We have been able to do it a bit more, but we tend to go out and then come back, and the children stay here being babysat by one of our parents here at our house.
Yeah.
But yeah, we managed to go out. I think we had probably our longest time away from them last weekend. We went to see Peter Kay. He was performing, by the way. I'm not friends with Peter Kay.
Well, can you get him to mention the pod? Get the numbers up.
Yeah. Could have, couldn't he?
Yeah.
So that was quite good. But my mum came to our house and had them for the weekend. But we're always reluctant to leave them. But then you realise when you come back, they've been absolutely fine, and they're like, they get over it very quickly that you're not there, and there's been no issues whatsoever.
So
I think it's just like making sure you get it in, and we're not planning that time, really.
Did you stay overnight then when you went to see Peter Kay?
Yeah. So it was an overnighter. So, and then back the following day over the weekend.
But
I think it's just... remembering you can do it, really, and don't think, oh, I've got to say no because we've got kids now. And but yeah, when you have second, you probably have to make more of that effort, and we still do, but perhaps individually we'd go and do it. So we're going out with our individual sets of friends or whatever. It's one of those, isn't it? Just making time and planning it in.
It's great because I'd say our daughter goes with her grandmother and grandfather every Friday. So sometimes they'll just say, do you want us to have her overnight so you can go out somewhere? So we've actually got that coming up on Friday this week, I think. So it's dead straightforward. And then, like, because Eden spends a lot of time there anyway, she loves it, so she can sleep over. She's got her own bed now, so it's like, yeah, like a full-on bed. And the bed, obviously, their bedroom, her bedroom there is actually bigger than it is here. So it's a really cool setup for her. So we do, like, try to plan, but then when it comes to it, I don't know if you've had this as well, but when it actually comes to the Friday night, we both sort of say, we're both knackered. So instead of going out... and you know, going to restaurants, so we've done it a little bit. We book a table for like R5, I think. No, it wasn't R5. It was definitely before 7. So we booked a table for like before 7, because I had a, we had a, what do you call it, a voucher for my birthday for a restaurant in town, actually. So we use that. But invariably, we'll just sort of say, let's just kind of watch something on Netflix or something, and then just get a takeaway. It's more for the lie-in the next day.
Yeah,
it's more.
It's just nice not to have to do anything.
Yeah,
because we're like that. We're not big drinkers or anything like that. So we're not bothered about going out all the time. So that's another factor. We do enjoy being at home with our children. Yeah. You know,
I did mention on a couple of pods a while ago about your wife being a drinker. I was only joking.
She's not a big drinker anymore.
After the incident. Joking.
After the fine. You know. No, that was a joke, obviously.
Yeah.
But we're not like, oh, we want to go out and get drunk. Also, there's the fact of trying to look after your children the following day when you've had a few drinks and you're knackered. It's just probably the worst thing ever. So, like you say, just chilling out at home and having a bit of a lie-in.
We'll both be asleep by 9:30, to be honest with you. So we'd rather be asleep in our own beds at 9:30 than falling asleep, like waiting for Buddy at a restaurant in town or something.
Maybe we'll
try and do something on Friday, because obviously you know, when the second one comes in line, as you said, it gets harder and harder, I suppose. So we might do, but then
so you're getting to that last few weeks, aren't you, where it's just you're a three, so you've got to do something, haven't you?
So we'll say, but then on the flip of that, like, she's my wife's like really kind of it's getting it's getting uncomfortable now. It's it's starting to hurt. So there is that, and I'm driving to town, find somewhere parking, have a walk, and being sat in a pretty uncomfortable chair in a restaurant isn't conducive to feeling good about it. So we'll see. But as I said, I'm happy just to have a cheeky takeaway. Then that's the lie in the next day, isn't it? I might just go play football.
If you have a pizza, she can balance the box on a box in it as well.
That's
a classic, isn't it? Yeah, I remember Chantal did that.
She had a phone on a bump today, because you can't call it a belly, can you? We had it on the bump earlier on, and it just sort of wobbled a bit like that. Yeah, because she's so we've had the scanner, so she's braced, she's ready to go. She got the goggles on, and a helmet. So she's kicking upward. So
countdown.
Yeah, so we she's actually at it's a term, isn't it? So it's full term from Monday.
Yeah, 38 weeks is that? Yeah.
37, 38, yeah. So,
yeah.
Oh, I think.
Really knowledgeable dads speaking here.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, well, I've got an app that tells
how many
me.
Weeks is it?
Yeah, apparently this week she was as heavy as a house brick. And Monday she'll be the same height as a car tyre.
Amazing.
So, that's why we called her Pirelli. They make tyres on you. It's a good year.
It's a good year. Love it.
Yeah.
It's a good joke. Yeah.
Oh,
good year. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Good joke.
So come counting down to D-Day. Yeah.
It becomes very, very real, I think. I remember when we were told to go in on a certain date, and it's like, okay, you know now. When you've got a definite date, that's like countdown. It becomes very real.
Did your wife have a C-section?
No, but we were booked in to go and be induced. So that was on the Friday, and they're like, "Yeah, coming on the Monday." And it's like, "All right, oh, okay." So you spent 9 months thinking, oh, "I've got ages, loads of time."
Did you
to suddenly right? It's happening as of Monday.
We sort of said it off pod. I found this last month. I don't know if it's because I've had a new job or whatever, but this last like 4 weeks or so seems to have taken like as long as the previous sort of 8 months. It seems to have like drugged out. Is that something you felt with your second one? Because I think with my first, it's like looking back at it now, I can't believe it's been 3 years, let alone obviously the 9 months that she was pregnant for. Well, you know, just gestating. I don't know. So yeah, that all seemed to be like a blink, but this, as I said, it seems to be like a longer period of time.
Yeah, I think I found it the opposite. I found the second it kind of, yeah, that kind of flew by, but definitely with our first, it seemed to, you felt like, right, I'm ready now.
Yeah.
And there was still like 3 or 4 weeks. But I think when you're thinking about it more, naturally time slows down. I think you don't think about it because you think it's so far away, you probably don't think about it as much. But now you're probably thinking every day, it's like constant reminders, time seems to slow down. I think that's the same with anything. So yeah, it does. I definitely remember that with our first. With our second, it was just, felt like a whirlwind because there was lots of things going on.
Yeah.
And like you having another child as well to think about. I think if you ask my wife, she'd probably say the same. It did slow down, and she's like, she was fed up. Like, come on, let's get cracking now.
We've packed the bags this week. So I've been using her kind of like a holder for my work bags. I've had to get a new bag for work. So that was a nice treat that come through today.
Yeah.
So I've got
get them mixed up.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I've left my laptop in my nappies though. I've got nappies. I've gone for like a canvas bag. And Rachel's like, how long are you away for? I was like, what do you mean? She said, you're going to war. Yeah. Well, it's a bit of battle doing what I do. But so yeah, the bags are packed. The only problem we've got is I'm still not entirely sure where the ward is. I sort of know where the hospital is, but it's a bit of a, like, once you get into it, it's a bloody maze.
They always are, aren't they?
So I think I know where it is because I went in the same building with when my daughter was sick the other week, so I sort of know where it is, and I don't necessarily want to have to rely on my wife, who might be kind of like, right, prepping herself for the operation. Yeah. So
you don't want the humiliation of having to ask someone, like,
as for directions,
you haven't prepared.
Can you stop breathing?
What's wrong with you?
Can you stop breathing, Evelyn? I'm trying to stop breathing. Sorry, mate. Go on. Yeah. Where are we?
Did you say left?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got a terrible sense of direction. So, as I said, I sort of know where the actual whole hospital place is. I just don't know where the bits where little babies are born is.
I think that's fine. As long as you don't turn up at Morrison's by mistake thinking it's the hospital, you'll be fine, won't you?
Oh, so I'll just drift to the fire station. I'll just follow the blue lights, mate.
Yeah. While you're here.
Yeah.
Water birth.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, no, because she... So that is, was that sort of thing ever cropped into your wife's mind? Like a water birth or, like, you know, having a specific kind of thing? Because... my wife was like, definitely not. There's never anything that's kind of... In fact, if anything, it'd be a bit bloody weird having a water birth. But is that anything... Did your wife ever think about that sort of thing?
No, I think her words were absolutely not when it came to anything like water birth or anything like that. No, it's either something you want to do and you're sort of passionate about, I suppose. She had no thoughts of anything like that. It's just like quickest, easiest, most pain-free way, please.
Yeah. Was she all about the drugs as well? Did she say, I love the drugs, yeah?
Yeah. She had the epidural.
Yeah.
Both times, all the gas and air and all that.
Well, so my wife had the epidural because we were supposed to go, your traditional method. Out of the sort of, you know, but we had it with the issue where they had to kind of have an emergency C-section. So she still had all the drugs and was ready to go. But then I think the adrenaline and the panic kind of wore them off. Whereas this time we know exactly that we're definitely going to go for a C-section. So I don't know. I suppose it must have like a local anaesthetic that numbs the area. I might have one as
You'll
well.
Feel like a pro this time, you know, because it's your second, you'll know. you'll know what you're doing, you know what to expect.
I need to put my head around the corner. I'm trying so hard, I want to put my head around the corner. I want to put my head around the... Good heavens.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, you'll be like... you'll be like, oh my God, you should have had a shave before you come out. It just turns out the doctor's got like a massive afro or something.
There's some things, yeah, just it's better off just, yeah, not doing, I think.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like, I'd be like dead... Like, I'm not trying to make it... I'd be dead conscious because it was... I don't know if it's because it was an emergency C-section. So Dean obviously be able to back us up on this because I think his wife had a C-section as well. I think it was planned. But there was loads of people in there. They call it a theatre. People were selling tickets. There was someone with popcorn. I thought the booing
was... that you?
Was the he's behind you. Oh, there he is. Oh, fucking hell, he is as well.
Was there an interval as well?
I went off. There was a program. Bought the program. They've got great expectations on next week. I've seen that one. Not as good as I thought it was going to be. That is an absolute world class one. Yeah, you see, there was lots of people there, like nurses and like people actually down the business end. So I don't know if that's because they were on standby just in case, because it was an emergency or anything. And if there was anything, God forbid, anything wrong with the baby at the time, then now they would obviously take it over. But so yeah, it'll be interesting to see who gets involved this time.
I think what I did was I watched the midwives and nurses really carefully. I watched their facial expressions when they're looking at the monitors. You're like, do they look worried? What are they writing down? And they're fine.
Thing is, I'd be like, I suppose the professionalism comes with the job. But like, if I had like a mask on when is a doctor and I'm reading something that's not going right, they'd know.
Yeah.
Because first of all, what the Jesus? Nothing to panic. Yeah. Help.
Hit that alarm.
So, we're buzzing now. Like, we just want to kind of get it out. You know, we just wanted to start now. You know, get on with being a dad to another one.
Yeah.
And then give it a week.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah, well, it is this side of it. When I'm actually in the war zone, I'll be like...
I think it will probably not be as bad as you think it will be.
Yeah.
Things will be all right.
Thanks, Paul.
The thought of what it could be like won't be like what it is, if that makes sense. So we were expecting our eldest not to ever sleep again either, because she'll be disturbed by the baby crying. But in reality, she's been absolutely
fine. just sleep through, does she? Or
pretty much. She's absolutely, sometimes she's disturbed, but not massively, and the baby doesn't cry. It wasn't crying all night and things like that. Yeah, they'll have little periods of crying in the night, but generally, no, it's not as bad as you think. So you might build up a little bit in your head, and then the reality of it is you'll because it's your second one, you'll be a lot calmer.
Yeah.
And you'll know what you're doing, and I think the baby will pick up on that.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be a bit more relaxed when you're like, oh, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, they pick on the fact, yeah, I'm going, clear. You don't know what you're doing, do you, Dad?
No,
we're in it together, though. Bloody hell, you can talk already. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Was there much of, so, obviously, with the, for the first X amount of months, did you have, like, the beside me cot sort of thing? She was in with you?
Yeah.
Was there much?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Because every now and again, sometimes our eldest will come down and like come in the bedroom with us. And I'd be like, I'd be like worried that she'll come in and wake the baby. Was there much of that or no?
A little bit, yeah, but I don't think she woke the baby. And we had to swap our next to me out because it was too big. So we had to bring the Moses basket in.
Right.
But obviously that was the mom side. So, our eldest used to always come in the mom side, so we just said we had to make sure when she came in, she watched, made sure that she didn't knock into the basket.
Yeah.
So she would just come in another way or like climb over me or something.
Right. But,
I don't specifically remember her waking her up that much. To be honest, she would come in and then start sneaking out. You just know all your creaky floorboards to avoid and all that.
Well,
it wasn't too bad, and that's another thing, we thought it would be, but it wasn't. You get through that period quite quickly, I think.
Well, she made a bloody bump in and out last night, and honestly God, like, I thought she'd fallen out of bed. I can't remember what it was. It might have just been like knocking a like a tablet off the side thing. But like a panicked at that, I thought it was like sprawled on the floor. Like, what is it? So I had tablets on the floor. That's all right then. So,
yeah, the things you think you're going to wake them, like really loud bangs or noises, or you drop something.
Yeah,
you think, oh, they're definitely going to wake up now, and they don't. And then one tiny little sniff or the tiniest little noise will wake them up.
Mm.
It's like, well, how does that work?
Oh, yeah,
I've just dropped a cup or something in the sink by mistake.
Like the flat we lived in before, when our eldest was born, it was had its own like little private tracks. It was really, really quiet. Where now we're literally on a main road, so if there's cars coming past, and we've got, especially if it's gonna be warm and you know, the windows open.
Oh, yeah, they'll get used to it.
Have a sign outside, you'd be quiet. Got it.
Yeah.
But there we go. So yeah, you put your mind at ease a bit there, Paul, to be honest with you. So so yeah, it's all about that, you know, see what happens. So I might see if I could take me podcasting stuff in with this, my laptop and my microphone, so I can come for me live now at the hospital.
Yeah, that'll go down really well, I think, with your wife. Yeah. Hold on,
I'm just gonna take the microphone down to the baby. So welcome aboard. This is your first time, how'd you feel?
So doctor, talk us through what's happening now.
Yeah. Bloody hell, he's up to his elbows.
Yeah, it's not even your wife.
Yeah, do you know what you're having yet? Oh, so her appendix out, sorry, wrong ward.
Yeah. Oh dear. Yeah, try it.
So episode 10 this week, we've talked about some of the important things like birthday. So you, I think what we were saying from that is it's not necessarily worth the stress, but obviously try and celebrate it as you can. And obviously that gets a little bit harder now you're in primary school. And then you were mentioning that it's really important to, when you can, is obviously try and use your family and whatever next to you, so you can still have a little bit of time to yourselves, even though obviously you've got, you know, two children to deal with, grandparents and things like that, are still happy to kind of look after them. But it's dead important that even if you don't go out, you just have a bit of alone time between you and your wife, just to kind of remind yourself that you're the married couple, sort of thing. So yeah, that's quite a lot to take away from the pod today. So have you enjoyed it? Was that number three for you, I think? Is it, you know,
number three? Yeah,
getting into the pod life.
I get to keep the microphone now. I've got three.
There you go. Hatching, yeah.
So I'm happy with that. I'll get everyone to sign it and that. So yeah, really happy. So
get the Sharpie. Yeah.
I keep coming back. So that's good.
Yeah. You're part of the pod. You're the pod father now.
Great.
Oh, that's a really good name for a podcast. Never mind. Yeah. So hopefully next time Dean will be able to join. So unfortunately, Dean, I think he's had a busy day today. You know, prepping. He's actually his daughter's first. Is it next Saturday? Is the party
next Saturday? Yeah.
When she actually won. Yeah. Is it actually next Saturday?
I think it is. Yeah. We'll try and do a live from the party
for cutting the cake,
I think. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can. If we hit a bump on the M3.
It's probably not the best idea.
Yeah.
If you don't know where you're going in the hospital, it's definitely not a good idea to come all the way up and be that far away.
That's all right, they've got towels on there, else it'd be fine.
So
keep on with the social media. We'll try and add a few reels to that when we can. We have like been a bit lax with that, so hopefully we can start adding more content to our social media, which is the In the Doll's House pod with underscores between each word. If you just search for In the Doll's House, you'll be able to find it on Instagram. We do have a bit of TikTok on there as well, so we do put previews and clips from the pod on there as well. So massive thank you to everyone joining us at home or wherever you're listening to your podcast, and hopefully we'll see you again nice and soon in the Doll's House.